An important factor in making schedule transitions is knowing how to adjust the sleep-wake schedule when the shift changes. Many suggest that to aid adjustment, one should immediately adopt the sleeping, waking, and eating schedule associated with the shift you are working. This makes sense if you are working four or more of the same shifts in a row. However, if you are only working two of the same shift in a row, making this immediate adjustment is not necessary because you will be back to your usual sleep-wake schedule before the body starts to make any adjustments. Regardless of how many night shifts you've done, it is usually better to reduce the amount of day sleep after your last night. This is so you can get to sleep as close as possible to your usual night sleep time and sleep through the night. If you sleep most of the day after your last night shift, then it will be more likely that you won't be able to sleep well that night, and this will mean that it will take longer to regain your usual night sleep and daytime wake schedule. There are many factors to consider when making shift schedule transitions, so listen for the other episodes or get the entire article on my website, carolynshure.com/resources, so you can sleep better, feel better, and work better